Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Out of gold, but we'll try best that we can to carry on.
I think this is the song you needed today, especially if you're driving, anywhere around Pine Forest, and certainly that's a horrible incident with a death or praying for the family, whoever that turns out to be. And then this accident that happened on Three Mile Bridge where everybody's just pounding your steering wheel, sitting there stuck in traffic. There's no solution for it, but it is flowing just a little bit now. Joining us by phone now, we have Walker Wilson. He ran for school board in 2018, if you remember this kind of four-way race. Lee Hansen, who had been appointed to replace it had a school board member pass away, and she took that slot for temporarily and ran against him on the Republican side. And Laura Dorch Elder had run on the Democrats, that she, of course, wound up winning that ultimately. But Walker had been texting back and forth with me about some of the school board stuff, and I just wanted to get him on because I thought the history of how we got here is kind of interesting. Walker Wilson, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Thanks for having me on this morning, Andrew.
Absolutely. And, I didn't follow the hiring of the superintendent nearly as closely as maybe I follow some other events, so I thought this was particularly interesting. Can you just maybe tell people, like, what was the process of selecting the superintendent the last time around?
Right. So last time the school board, we're switching to an appointed superintendent. So this is the first time they had dealt with this situation and decided to hire the Florida School Boards Association to conduct a nationwide search for the superintendent. So they opened up, for applications to be submitted over, a month or 2 month time period. They collected all of those, and the school board actually appointed, I believe it was about a 20 or 22 person committee to kind of filter through those applications. And it was in the midst of COVID, and we all met on Zoom and kind of went through a ranking system with the school boards association that had been hired as a search committee to do this. And we ranked these candidates and ultimately submitted a list of 10 names that we would, suggest the school board look into further. And the school board could say, we like these 10, or we like these 8, and we want these 2 that you didn't select. And they could kind of pick and choose from that list, but it gave them at least a good foundation of who to look at for who they may bring in to interview for the job.
And I thought it was interesting because, as I understand it, it was kind of a thumbs up, thumbs down sort of, it wasn't you weren't ranking people. It was just, you were given a name based on having vetted their resumes, and then Walker voted, yes, I have confidence in that person, or no. And then the top 10 who got the most thumbs up basically is what got passed on. Do I have that basically right?
Yep, that's exactly how it works.
Okay. So on this list, you had Dr. Earl Johnson was the number one with the in the sense that had the most votes of confidence out of the board of, you couldn't remember 20 or 22, but okay, 16 positives. Dr. Brian Bingelli had 15. Dr. Vincent Cotter had 15. And then Keith Riddle had 13. Marquez Stewart had 12. Number 6 on the list is Keith Leonard, who is, of course, very much being in the discussion right now. He had 12. Our current, soon-to-be former superintendent, Tim Smith. Dr. Tim Smith had 10 thumbs up. Dr. John Millay had 9. Dr. Robert Schiller had 8. And Christopher Ruskowski had 8. And so about half of the panel had advocated that at least it was acceptable for Dr. Tim Smith, a little bit more than that for Keith Leonard. But you had 5 other choices ahead of them. What happened to the other 5?
I think at the end of the day, the school board members looked at this list that we had sent them and, got to send some follow-up questions to those 10 candidates, I believe is how it worked.
Okay.
That they all submitted a written response to. And then from that, plus the list that the committee had sent, they said, okay, here's the top 4 out of now what we're looking at with those answers submitted back. Who are those 4 candidates we want to bring in, take on tours, meet with principals, interview and go through that one-on-one process with the school board. And so they ended up choosing four gentlemen and then ended up hiring Dr. Smith. One of those candidates out of those four had dropped out before the hiring took place. I believe he actually got hired as superintendent in the county he was working at during that process.
That sounds vaguely familiar. Do you remember, was Sheena Payne, did she apply for this job last time around?
I don't remember that she did. I do remember it was a point of, you know, there's mention made that there was not a woman in the top 10 that we sent. I believe we had one or two applicants that were women out of the, you know, 30 that we looked at. So there wasn't really a large pool to kind of pick from. But, you know, we just all looked at what we saw on paper, what we kind of knew of each person, if we did some research online or whatever it may be, and tried to pick who we thought would be the best out of what we were looking at on a piece of paper without actually meeting these people.
You know, I had one other question. Hang on for just a second, Walker. Let me get a quick traffic on the five. Well, it won't be quick because I know there's a lot going on, but Candy's got traffic on the fives.
There is a little bit going on, as Andrew mentioned. For one, of course, we are watching the accident on Pine Forest, and it looks like it may be clearing up just a little bit, although I-10 is now blocked, it looks like, from the Pine Forest exit. And this is now westbound, right up through the triangle through 9 Mile, just to give you an idea, after another accident happened just ahead of that accident. So that whole triangle, very, very slow, 9 Mile and Pine Forest. Watching the bridge, of course, 3 Mile Bridge, there was an accident, and, of course, the backup is now over the whole bridge. But as I understand, one lane is cleared, so it's just down to one lane. It was zero lanes earlier. All three lanes were tied up. If you have traffic tips, text them in, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to Walker Wilson. Just a quick follow-up. Walker, do you happen to remember, out of these top 10, I know there was no women on this list, do you happen to remember how many were white, black, otherwise? Is that even, do you remember that at all?
I remember that Dr. Earl Johnson was an African-American man that was from maybe Central or South Florida.
Okay.
He was the one that got, you know, the most.
That was the top at 16,
nod,
yeah.
Yes. And then I believe what it came down to with him, I think that there was, you know, some talks with school board members that I spoke with that really liked him, but I think there was maybe a legal run-in that had popped up through some of the research, and that's kind of what kept the school board from kind of going that direction, was because of an issue he had in the past. And
do you remember?
I can't quite remember.
That's fine. And do you remember out of the other nine, were there any other African Americans on that list? Do you remember by chance?
You know, I don't off the top of my head.
That's fine.
I remember.
I'm digging. I know I'm digging like four. I'm digging like 5 years in the past for you. Several years in the past for you. So I'm trying to, you know, I know it's hard to remember everything. Hey, last thing, and I'm just going to kind of give you the floor. Oh, and by the way, somebody texted me and said that Sheena Payne did not apply the last time around. That's just worth knowing as a fact.
I don't remember that.
And so the last thing is just, I mean, do you have a perspective, an opinion? You know, I know you're one who's here kind of sort of representing a committee of 20 or 22. But based on where we are right now, just what you want to see happen today?
Yeah, I don't know that I have a big opinion on who's chosen as the interim superintendent. I think, you know, if we're going to be fair to the process, that we do need to go back to some sort of search to open this up, to allow for folks to come through and apply. I don't know that it's got to be as big of a process as it was in 2020, but I do think that, you know, at the end of the day, it gives the community confidence, our teachers, our school district, and our community, you know, the opportunity to say, hey, we open this up, we've gone through and vetted everybody that's applied, and we've, at the end of the day, picked the best person for this job to serve as superintendent. And I think that was kind of the pitch on moving to appointed in the first place, and how the voters decided to go. So, you know, I think to me, that's probably the most important part of what comes out of today. Not so much who is named interim, because I think you've got some very qualified people that can help kind of manage and run the ship in this, you know, in between time until someone's permanently hired.
But
so they've got some great options there. And I think, you know, just make sure you get the best person at the end of the day.
And I would say this. I mean, based on the time frame, it looks like what we're going to start a school year without a superintendent, or maybe just barely had one. And remember, Tim Smith came in with good, you know, onboarding from Malcolm Thomas at the time, and so a lot of hefty transition in place, which I would think is not going to be the case here. So, wow. All right. Well, Walker, thank you so much for joining me on short notice this morning. I really appreciate it, sir.
Yeah, no problem at all. And I would just say to your point there, you know, Andrew, if it was elected superintendent, the switch would happen in November. So, you know, I don't think we should get too caught up on, you know, it needs to start when school starts. But I think we've got time to make it all happen and have a good transition.
And that's fair. That's fair. I appreciate that. And I didn't certainly mean to imply that, you know, somehow the return to an elected would have been the, you know, catch-all solution. I know some people have, but that's not me.
Fair enough.
All right. Walker Wilson, thanks so much for the time this morning. 8:21 here on News Radio 92.3. Yeah, it's going to be a bit of a thing today, I would expect. A pretty big meeting. And, you know, as you've heard Candy say so many times, but it's just worth mentioning, a quick reminder if you're just joining us, traffic is flowing on Three Mile Bridge, but it's a mess. And, you know, she'll give you a better update here in about 4 minutes. But also Pine Forest, that southbound, is still completely closed at I-10. You just cannot get through southbound on Pine Forest at the moment. I'm Andrew McKay.
Hurricane season begins on June 1st.
Are you 1 week ready?
Join Escambia County Emergency Manager Travis Tompkins this morning at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel as he and the emergency management team discuss everything you need to know heading into hurricane season.
Are you 1 week ready?
That's this morning at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Hurricane season begins on June 1st.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
What you've heard about probiotics is probably wrong.
I eat yogurt, so I don't need to take a probiotic.
Probiotics? They don't really work.
It's time to learn the truth about probiotics from Align, the probiotic brand recommended by gastroenterologists 2 times more than any other probiotic brand. Align has probiotics to naturally help relieve occasional bloating, gas, and abdominal discomfort. Try Align for a month and see how great a healthy gut can feel at AlignProbiotics.com.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out how this Thursday morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly
Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When hurricanes approach, no one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I want you to kill every golfer on the course.
Check me if I'm wrong, Sandy, but if I kill all the golfers, they're going to lock me up and throw away the key.
Buffalo soldier, dreadlock rasta.
Oh, and by the way, we've been talking about this morning, but I know not everybody's listening to all the time. If you were thinking that the solution to the Pine Forest being closed southbound at I-10 was to go take longleaf, just a reminder, longleaf is off the table because the bridge at the low-lying part there by Eager Beaver and by the concrete crushing facility, that bridge does not exist right now. So you cannot go through on longleaf. That is not your solution. Your workaround is, I don't know, 10 mile, 9 mile? I guess 90 is there. And then, you know, Beverly or Michigan. Have fun. 8:24 on News Radio 92.3. So
I'll just do it real quick. Traffic is backed up I-10 east and westbound right near Pine Forest, and that is the Pine Forest exit because of 2 accidents that happened, one earlier this morning that was a fatality. They're still working to clear that area. Backed up northbound on Pine Forest after that, and then it looks like it's very, very slow, if not stopped, getting onto 10 from 9 Mile Road. So caution there, caution wherever you are. And, of course, we've been watching this other accident on 3 Mile Bridge, and it has things tied up. The whole bridge looks like it's stopped, but it is starting to move, as I understand. There's 2 accidents this morning. All 3 lanes southbound were blocked, but one's been moved. It's down to 1 lane. Let me say it like that, because the tow truck got everything that it was getting and left. So if you're headed to Gulf Breeze, slow, but it is moving now. It's the one thing that we're watching. Certainly, if you have traffic tips, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Yeah, I would say if you're just joining the back of the line there going towards Gulf Breeze, things start to open up a little bit at the hump, so it is getting better. You got there at the right time to get there. If you're going to be stuck
in
this.
Beautiful, scenic view.
Happy times.
Yeah, we've all been stuck on the bridge.
Oh,
I know.
Man.
It is pretty, though.
And it is hard to fathom, like, it's five lanes. How can, well.
I know.
Bad wrecks, things on different parts of the lanes. It just, sometimes it just has to be closed, right? Temporarily. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The Iowa apartment complex that partially collapsed over the weekend set to be demolished today. This after a ninth person was pulled from the rubble of the six-story building in Davenport. No deaths have been reported. There's no word yet on what caused the collapse. It's been nearly 5 years since 11 people were shot at the Pittsburgh area Tree of Life Synagogue. The trial of the accused killer starts today. The jury has been seated. Proceedings are set to begin in the trial of Robert Bowers. Prosecutors looking for convictions on 63 separate counts in connection with that shooting. And there's new warning about traveling to Mexico for plastic surgery after an outbreak of fungal meningitis.
Medicine that's not sterile, that is contaminated with a fungus, you could potentially introduce that fungus into a protected space.
That is Dr. Jason Bowling. He's a professor of infectious diseases. He says fungal meningitis can be deadly. The outbreak has been linked to plastic surgery centers in a border town in Mexico called Matamoros. It's over near Brownsville. The CDC out with a travel warning after two patients now have died.
Just saying that, generally speaking, the discount border town Mexican plastic surgeon is maybe not the most prudent option.
Yeah, but you don't know that. They're a doctor, and they are a bit way inexpensive. And
maybe that's your clue.
I heard it.
You heard it when you said it?
Yeah, never mind.
David, thanks so much for the update. Meanwhile, Russia. No, seriously, like, this is really weird. So, first of all, Lindsey Graham, there's been a warrant issued for his arrest by the Russians because they concocted a fake statement by him. He did some kind of a discussion or interview with in which part of what he said was that Russians are dying, okay, in the video. And then later on, he was talking generally about Ukraine and military assistance, and he said the military Ukrainian assistance is the best money we've ever spent. So the Russian genius video doctors put this right together to make it seem like Senator Graham was saying that Russians dying is the best money we've ever spent. And so they have issued an arrest warrant for, because this is the kind of like crack detective work that is running the justice system in Russia, which should tell you something as well. So no, they're saying that you know, he needs to be arrested and he needs to be tried, and that you know, if he shows up in Russia, I wouldn't think he's likely to go there. But anyway, that's happened. So Graham's response, his response to the announcement by the Russian Interior Ministry that Lindsey Olin Graham, American, born July 9th, 1955, is wanted under the article of the Criminal Code. His response is, I'll tell you what, here's an offer to my Russian friends who want to arrest and try me for calling out the Putin regime as being war criminals. I will submit to the jurisdiction of the International Criminal Court if you do. Let's both go and make our best case. See you in The Hague. Which, you know, that the result of that would be Lindsey Graham coming back to South Carolina and Vladimir Putin going to, you know, jail or worse, right? So it's just crazy. The world is crazy. Anyway, here's the other crazier. This is even worse. Okay, that one's just like appetizer. This is genuine craziness. Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko, obviously closely allied with Vladimir Putin, says, hey, if you want to join us, join the union between Belarus and Russia, all you've got to do is declare you're with us and we'll send you nuclear weapons. Lukashenko, who says he's expressing his own view, he's not representing Putin, but he says, we need to strategically understand that we have a unique chance to unite all together. Let's proliferate nuclear weapons to all of our allies, and we'll really show the West what's what. So I'm going to assume that even Putin's not that far gone, that he would really entertain something like that, but that's a terrifying thing to imagine. One day nuclear proliferation.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis kicking off his presidential campaign in Iowa, from a mega church near Des Moines to a racetrack at Cedar Rapids, looking to convince primary voters he's the one Republican to beat Joe Biden. DeSantis criticizing the plan President Biden cut with House Speaker McCarthy to suspend the debt ceiling and basically hold non-military spending flat, saying the country's careening toward bankruptcy. Today, Speaker McCarthy tells Fox and Friends,
"There's no new taxes. There's no new government programs. Would I wanted to cut more? Yes, but I was only able to work at less than 15% of the budget. So I'm not quite sure what else they wanted to go."
The House Rules Committee meets today. Memorial Day at the beach brings a shooting on the boardwalk in Hollywood, Florida.
Six, seven shots.
9 people hurt, including children. Police asking beachgoers to help with cell phone video. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31, News Radio 92.3. Right now, it is 72 degrees, partly cloudy skies in Pensacola this morning. Some new information on that shooting at the Days Inn on Lavelle Way. Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons says it all started when 2 people that were staying at the hotel had a previous beef and ran into each other in the hotel lobby.
They happened to be, one's checking out, and one looks like he's checking out as well, and then they ran into each other in the lobby, and we ended up, or they ended up exchanging gunfire and resulted in the death of one individual.
And that's Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons from just moments ago here on this program. He says a suspect has been identified. Deputies looking for Devin Smith. And the person that was killed reportedly was out on bond on a previous homicide charge. When the victim's hotel room was searched, Simmons says drugs and $6,000 in cash was found. Well, 2 weeks after the meeting that saw Escambia County's school board dismiss Superintendent Tim Smith, the next chapter in that saga happens later on this afternoon.
I'm making a motion to terminate the superintendent's contract as of May 31st of 2023 and asking Mr. Leonard to step in as an interim superintendent.
The school board meets again today at 1 o'clock this afternoon. They'll be determining if Keith Leonard will take over as the interim superintendent. They're also expected to discuss how to move forward with finding a permanent replacement for Dr. Tim Smith. Some residents in the county wanting Deputy Superintendent Sheena Payne to be given that position. The meeting expected to draw quite a few public speakers. And again, that happening at 1 o'clock this afternoon. We'll have all the latest information on that as we get it. A man and woman facing charges after Escambia County deputies found drugs during a traffic stop yesterday. The sheriff's office says 32-year-old Kyle Smith of Milton was arrested on drug charges, and 23-year-old Naomi Williford was arrested on a previous warrant for fleeing and eluding. The truck the two were in was also seized. 9 people hurt after the shooting in Broward County. NBC's Alyssa Hyman says it happened in Hollywood last night on Hollywood Beach at the boardwalk.
According to police, at least 9 people were shot and injured and rushed to the hospital. At least 3 of them were minors, one of them as young as a 1-year-old baby.
And police say 8 of the people shot are currently in stable condition. The 9th victim coming out of surgery earlier this morning. Right now, no update on their condition. 4 of the people shot were kids. 5 of them were adults. Investigators say it all started with 2 groups getting into an argument before the shots were fired. Governor DeSantis not happy, apparently, with where the economy is heading. He was on Fox News yesterday talking about the debt ceiling deal that was agreed on by Republicans and the Biden administration. DeSantis says we were careening towards bankruptcy before the deal, and he says we're still on that track even after. He says spending another $4 trillion in the next 18 months is a massive amount, and it shows a lack of long-term vision. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. Candy, what are you seeing?
This is brought to you by Discover, and I'm seeing a lot. There's another accident now that's going to tie things up, or is tying things up, rather. It's backed up eastbound on Lillian, starting near Dog Track, and it's past Little Creek Drive, almost all the way back to Greer's, maybe 3/4 of the way, just to give you an idea. So that's a backup. I'm sure it's construction. It doesn't show an accident, which doesn't mean there's not one, but accident at Pine Forest and I-10 early this morning. Now, there was a fatality, complete roadblock, southbound lanes on Pine Forest, right near I-10 as they work to clear that accident still. Now, westbound I-10 and eastbound I-10 are both backed up. It looks like near Pine Forest and 9 Mile, that whole little triangle is just very busy this morning. And then another accident, too. In fact, southbound 3 Mile Bridge, about a half mile from Gulf Breeze in the left lane. It had all three lanes tied up this morning. It is down to one lane as they work to get everything out of there. If you have traffic tips, you can text them in at 437-1620. Discover credit cards do something awesome. At the end of your first year, they automatically double all the cash back you've earned. That's right, everything you've earned doubled. See terms, check it out for yourself. Discover.com/match. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
We are going to be seeing another beautiful day today. Nice and humid, 10% chance of a stray afternoon shower. Otherwise, partly cloudy with a high near 89. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 68 degrees. For Wednesday, 20% chance of a stray afternoon shower or thunderstorm, high near 88. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 69 degrees. For Thursday, 40% chance of rain with a high near 85. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now we've got 72 degrees, partly cloudy in Pensacola, 75 in Gulf Breeze, and 70 in Milton.
Got a junk car lying around. Call the best junk man in this town. Frank buys junk cars. Frank buys junk cars. Got a car that's killing your grass. We'll call the junk car king for some quick cash. Frank buys junk cars.
850-525-2035. Frank buys junk cars.
Are you ready to start saving money on your energy bill?
Join Compass Solar Energy tomorrow at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Compass Solar has been locally owned and operated here in the Pensacola area for over 20 years, and they are Northwest Florida's premier solar company. Call in with your questions as we all navigate through the rising cost of energy tomorrow at 9:30 with Compass Solar Energy and the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Your money now. This morning, the Dow down 23.26 at 33.70.08. The S&P 500 up 20.52 at 42.25.97. And the NASDAQ up 148.17 at 13.123.86. Our 10-year bond rate down this morning at 3.75%. Our gold prices are up at $1,975, and the silver price down slightly at $23.65 this morning. The House expected to vote by Wednesday on a bipartisan deal that raises the nation's debt limit for the next 2 years. As part of the deal, work requirements on federal public assistance programs would be strengthened and unused COVID funding would be rescinded. Theranos founder Elizabeth Holmes expected to start serving her 11-year prison sentence today. She'll be serving her time in Bryan, Texas. And State Farm says they're no longer going to be insuring property sales in California. They blame it on increased wildfire risks and the explosive expense in construction. State Farm says it's just too expensive to operate in the state of California. It is 8:39. Your next news at 9, and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will provide you with the latest forecasts and warnings from the National Hurricane Center. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will help you find resources for disaster relief. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will interview experts on hurricane preparedness and safety.
No one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, I got one for you. Ready? It was recently yes. National Museum Day. Mm-hmm. Okay, and obviously we all love our Naval Aviation Museum,
absolutely.
So I'm going to go ahead and take that one off your list. You mm-hmm. can't answer that one. because that'd be too easy. And everybody'd feel obligated to say it anyway. So
100%.
And rightly so.
Yeah.
So aside from the National Naval Aviation Museum, what's your favorite museum? And this can be anywhere in the world. Can be anywhere in the world. I mean, go ahead. Say it wherever it happens to be. 437-1620. 437-1620. We like to go to museums. Mm-hmm. Like to go to military museums.
Yeah.
You know, my boys always enjoy that. And, you know, Dad's a big kid anyway. So we all enjoy that. And,
sure.
And my wife puts up with it. she goes to. But no, museums are a great way. I just, you know, I've always been raised around museums. And so the idea of that is just kind of ingrained in me. It's kind of what you do. You go out to eat, you go to see places, you go to see museums, you know, when you go travel.
Absolutely, sure.
Candy, do you have a museum that,
okay. Yeah. There's besides our Pensacola Museum of Art, which is also amazing. We were in Tampa or near Tampa getting ready for a cruise, like we were talking about earlier. And there was a Ringling Museum. And I thought it was going to be all circus stuff. And there is circus stuff in there, like Ringling Brothers. But it's the John and Mabel Ringling Museum of Art. And it's like 31 galleries. It's the first time I ever saw a Botticelli in real life.
Oh, wow.
I mean,
all right.
My gosh. It's Roman and Greek antiquities. Near Tampa. Near Sarasota, I guess, actually.
Sure.
I get confused. South Florida, it's all one city.
It's all one place.
It is. But oh my gosh, we were just looking for a way to kind of waste time, and I can't wait to go back. It was beautiful. It's like a palace, and when John Ringling died, he bequeathed it to the state of Florida.
Oh, all right.
So it is
very nice.
But yeah, just well worth the time.
Oh, I see. We got Smarty Pants associate producers up in here. Somebody texts and says, "Well, why didn't you just say what's your second favorite museum?" Okay.
All right. No, right, dude?
You're right. That's fine.
Absolutely.
Somebody here said 437-1620. Somebody says the Natural History Museum in New York City. I don't think I've been, but of course in Chicago, where I, you know, spent a lot of time growing up. But same. It's an amazing museum. I mean,
you went to the Ferris Bueller Museum?
Well, that's the art museum.
Oh, is that what it's called?
Yes, dear. That's a different.
Thank you. I'm Abe Froman. Thank you.
I get that you're Abe Froman, the Sausage King of Chicago. Yes, and that one's amazing, too. And actually, the Surratt's just not... I actually think that the Surratt that is on the side of the athletic field at PSC right now is more appealing than Sunday in the Park with George. That is amazing if you haven't seen it. They've
beautiful.
Got, PSC has all these big art murals all up over the place, and the one that is facing 12th Avenue across from the Oval is a really beautiful Surratt. It's fantastic.
Take a drive down Underwood. You'll see it all.
That's
beautiful.
You'd have to drive
some of them.
Yeah, you have to drive into campus a little bit. Go to the tennis courts.
Don't step to me. Yeah, you'll see it from the tennis courts.
Somebody says Museum of Science and Industry in Chicago, which we call
the Ferris Bueller Museum.
No, the MSI. That's also a different one. That one's got a U-boat in it. Let's see, 437-1620. You can also see a U-boat at the Alabama, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you
go
there.
That's right.
Somebody says the Smithsonian. Well, that's not fair.
It sure is.
It's like 18 museums. I mean, that's not one thing. Pick one. Which Smithsonian? Udvar-Hazy?
And if you are in D.C., which, I mean, watch out for the people. But, yeah, it's a free. They're all free, and you can take the Metro right there.
No, but seriously, like the Air and Space Museum is amazing.
Great.
Although it was closed when we were there.
Oh.
But the Udvar-Hazy, which is across the river, is amazing. That's a second. That's got as much stuff as the museum Air and Space Museum. It's fantastic. El Prado in Madrid. Oh, I'm not familiar with this one.
Well,
interested.
That sounds awesome.
Oh, somebody says the West Florida Railroad Museum in Milton is quite good.
That is bad, but it is cool.
It is really cool.
Yeah.
And my next door neighbor is one of the curator. I don't know what her exact position is, but she works on it all the time. The Icelandic Phallological Museum is remarkable from a good friend of mine. I'm going to pass on that one. I think you're making a joke.
I'm sure he is. Dude.
Yeah, you got it on the air. Good job. Somebody else says, I will tell you my favorite art museum. It's a weird one. This is an obscure one, okay? The L'Orangerie in Paris. It's not the Louvre's great. Don't get me wrong. The Louvre's fantastic. L'Orangerie is all Impressionists.
Oh, I love that.
It's 100% Impressionists. They have my favorite Monet, which is the sailboat. They have Regatta ad Argentua, I think is the name of it. Anyway, in the basement, they've got the lilies in a round room, like a figure eight room. So there's two, and it's the panoramic of all four of the water lilies. So you can see it like
beautiful.
Monet would have seen it. Very cool museum. 437-1620.
Your friend says it is a real museum.
That's
the
fine.
Iceland thing.
That's fine.
A bunch of like the transportation stuff. Like I would do the ghost hunts, having no idea that we have all these museums, transportation
museums. Oh, this is a good one. We just saw this for the first time 2 years ago. The World War II Museum in New Orleans.
Yes.
Is amazing.
That is my nephew's favorite place.
And you know me, I like to not pay anything for anything. Mm-hmm. Okay, worth the money. It's a fantastic museum. Uffizi in Florence. Okay, I'm not familiar with that one, but if it's in Italy, I'm sure it's fantastic because they've got all the art. You know, they've got all the arts from forever. And I'll tell you, actually, I've got another one I'll tell you about in a second, but let's take a real quick timeout for traffic on the fives. Candy?
Okay. There's some great answers coming in. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Lots going on this morning. Lillian Highway and Wild Heron Way showing an accident, and that is why the road is blocked this morning. Highway 98 and Blue Angel Parkway not showing a roadblock there. That happened earlier this morning. Fairfield and Marcus, no roadblock there. W Street and Highway 29 showing an accident, no roadblock there. I'm sorry. I'm going through all these. I-10 westbound at mile marker 10. There's a vehicle crash with a roadblock, and that's the Car City exit, of course, right near 29. Now, we were watching an accident earlier, a fatality that still has things tied up at Pine Forest Road right near the entrance, and there's still a complete roadblock southbound in that area, and it looks like that triangle is cleared up just a little bit, but again, backed up on I-10. As you're getting to that area, that little triangle is still a little bit backed up. Other backup, of course, we're watching is, and it's almost down to nothing, the 3 mile bridge, Yay. The General Chappie James. Accident in the left-hand lane southbound, and it was blocked all three lanes, but now it looks like it is starting to clear up. It's still stopped, but that line is gone, so it's moving. It's just moving real, real slow. Text 437-1620 if you have traffic tips. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. That's right. So if you're a stamp collector, the Postal Museum in D.C.,
That's cool.
They have all the stamps. Yeah. It's fantastic. In Jerusalem, the Holocaust Museum is, you have to go.
That's all
I can tell you. Yeah. I had a trip to Jerusalem, to Israel for 1 week, and that was one of the stops, and you just have to go. That's all I can tell you. You just have to go. If you're there, you have to go. My son, my 19-year-old, would be very angry at me if I did not mention the Bovington Tank Museum in England. That's his dream trip. He's got a dream trip. He wants to go for Tank Days. It's a summer event they do every year for a week. He wants to go hang out with all the other tank lovers around the world. Somebody texted in the Spy Museum in D.C. I think I have been there. That is fascinating. The Henry Ford Museum in Michigan. Sure. That's outstanding. Fantastic. And then I will tell you, this is for anybody who's from St. Louis. You will know that one of the things about St. Louis is they have all kinds of museums that are open and available to everybody for free. Like the Science Museum is for free. The Art Museum is for free.
Which one?
The best museum in St. Louis is one of the best museums in the whole world. I've never seen another one like it. It's called the City Museum.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the bowling one.
No.
It's like, Andrew.
The City Museum, if you get a chance to go to St. Louis, okay, I'm bragging about my hometown. The City Museum is a giant, like, 9-story tall warehouse building that used to manufacture, I think it was like shoes or something, okay? So it's this big old shell of a building. They turned that whole building into what I can only describe as a McDonald's play place for artists and kids. It's got stories long slides with art and dragons built into the walls, and I can't even begin to describe to you. It's a kid's wonderland. You will lose your kids in it. There's tunnels that adults can't get through. They're just, seriously, if you took people that are like the most creative people you knew and you gave them a big budget and you said, here, go turn this into a play area based on art and fun, and those are your rules, that's what they would make. And it is, if you get a chance to go to St. Louis, take the day, spend the money, go with the kids, you won't regret it, period. I would love to see something like this in Pensacola. It's a one-of-a-kind place. It's fantastic. Called the City Museum, again. Maybe I'll put it up on the internet. I've got a whole bunch of videos and pictures I took the last time we were there, and I just haven't processed them. Now that I've talked about it with you, maybe I'll make a thing about actually making it available online so you can see. 849 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
It's spring, and you know what that means. Hurricane season is here. And part of getting prepared for the season is making sure your generator is in great working condition. White Sands Electric is here to help. They have the most certified generator techs in the area. Don't wait until the power goes out to find out your generator is not working properly. Call White Sands Electric today. 433-6080 for commercial and residential electrical needs. White Sands Electric.
This Friday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel, join Mike Dyson, the owner of Anytime Fitness on North 9th Avenue, to learn how you can have a gym membership that fits your life. From convenience, training, and tools, community and support, Anytime Fitness is here to help you meet your fitness goals. The friendly staff will help you get started with a customized plan. Listen Friday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Never miss a breaking news story or important weather update again. Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
There she is. Yep. There's Eleanor.
I'd be a fearless leader. I'd be an alpha type. When everyone believes ya, what's that like? I'm so sick of running as fast as I can. Wondering if I'd get there quick or if I was a man. And I'm so sick of them coming at me again. Cause if I was a man, then I'd be the man. I'd be the man.
8:51 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Some of the things have been sitting on my list of like I wanted to talk about but just haven't had a chance. Here's one. Artificial intelligence being used to treat anxiety and depression. The National Institute of Mental Health has funded a pilot study that they discovered an AI voice-based virtual coach can help improve depression and anxiety symptoms. This reminds me of the...
Megan?
Oh. Well, there's that. But also, you remember that story about the, oh, man, the robot that would come in and, like, pat your arm and listen to you talk or whatever, you know, that kind of stuff? You're like, the robot therapy friend, you know, like, but you got to figure this is where we're going, right? On the other hand, Psychology Today had kind of an interesting article last couple of days that talked about the way AI can fail at therapy because it doesn't have the relevant experience or empathy, you know, to really process the range of human emotions.
How many times have you heard? Yeah, like, oh, no, you should go ahead and kill yourself.
Exactly.
Thank you, robot.
You are the best giver of advice. But also, like, not having the creativity to see from their point of view and what's the solution to talking somebody into understanding their irrational fears better or doing the therapeutic work that a therapist would do. So, be cautious, okay? Will chatbots be our next therapists? Apparently, there's like 10,000 or more apps, or there's so many apps that have come in to try to help on this regard. And, you know, it's kind of like diagnosing on WebMD, you know? Well, how accurate is that? You know, does that really help you? Same thing for psychiatrists. there was an interesting one they did with Eliza back in the 1960s when they were experimenting with AI, and the interaction went like this. A woman says, well, my boyfriend made me come here. Like, why are you here seeing a therapist? Eliza, the AI therapist in the 60s. Your boyfriend made you come here? Yeah, he says I'm depressed much of the time. I am sorry to hear that you are depressed. It's true, I am unhappy. You think coming here will help you not be unhappy? Like, that sounds like a machine to me. That's the level of advice that they would give you. Monkeypox, they say, is down. Oh, Mpox. Sorry.
It's Mpox.
Sorry. Mpox is down. But they're worried about it coming back. You know, I'm not worried about this thing at all. It's just, you know, you hear they're worried about the next super disease, the post-COVID, even worse than. When it gets here, call me. That, like, I'm just, you know, we had enough for a while. I don't have the power to handle all that. This is kind of a cool story. They, I will tell you in advance, I don't fully understand it. I'm going to do my best to explain. Research published in Nature, a wireless digital bridge used for somebody who's a tetraplegic. So, you know, which is, what is tetras? Three, right? Three
yes.
Limbs that don't work
yes,
properly.
That's right.
Okay. No, I think it's four. Isn't that quite? Anyway, multiple limbs don't work because of damage to the spinal cord. They put a brain-spine interface in that would bridge the gap between the upper portion of his spine and or his brain and his lower portion of his back, and he was able to operate his limbs.
Isn't that amazing?
It's just, you know, like running a patch.
Right.
Basically.
That's exactly
crazy,
right.
Crazy, fantastic news for anybody who, you know, your legs might be just fine, but if the transmission mechanism getting information there is broken, then obviously you can't use them. If that could be not by rehabilitating the spinal cord, but by just bypassing it, that's right. Amazing.
Absolutely.
The possibility that
it
has
is a
for,
complete
for people.
Game changer. I'm so happy.
All right. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
That's right. Less good news. Watching a bad accident. This is on Lillian, and it looks like it is backed up in both directions as right after. I'm sorry, I'm trying to find it here. It's backed up, starting near Dog Track Road, and now backed up past where Greer's is, both eastbound, as I understand. I'm sorry, yeah, eastbound. Westbound still slow in that area. Backed up an accident at Pine Forest and I-10. This is a fatality early this morning. We've been talking about this all day. The complete roadblock southbound lane still, as I understand, as they work to clear that accident. Westbound I-10 backed up from Pine Forest exit to 9 Mile. It looks like it has slowed down a little bit, but that whole triangle, Pine Forest, 9 Mile, and 10, just very, very slow this morning. And that other accident southbound on 3 Mile Bridge, about a half mile from Gulf Breeze in the left lane. Now, it was down to 0 lanes this morning. It looks like it is clearing up. It's still very slow, though, near the end. And caution wherever you are, 437-1620. If you have a traffic tip, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks, Candy. So California is suffering because of the wildfires, which, you know, seem to be an always sort of a problem. But State Farm is now not taking new home insurance applications in California because they say it's too difficult to do business. Could be business regulatory environment. Could also be, I saw another article said it had to do with the risk of fires that they're not willing to insure. And I mentioned it to my wife, and she's like, yeah, but Florida. I'm like, yeah, you're right. I mean, right. You know, with insurance companies
California.
Fleeing and trying to figure out what to do here. Oh, and this is going to be, I have a good news note for you. Candy, you're a binge watcher, right?
I'm a binge watcher.
There
yes,
you go.
Nice. Yeah, it depends on, yeah.
So typically what we think is that binge watching TV shows or online typically TV shows is somehow an evidence of like an addiction or loss of self-control or the kind of thing that, you know, you sit down and you can't get back up again. You know, help, I've fallen onto the couch and I can't get up because I have Netflix or HBO Plus or Disney. No. Study research indicates University of California, San Diego, Rady School of Management and School of Global Policy and Strategy say people who binge watch tend to deliberately schedule their binge watching, and they prefer to consecutively watch certain shows better than others because they can remember the things that are happening
right.
in the earlier episodes. They can string it all together and hold it. Binging implies impulse behavior like with eating or drinking, but in fact, binge watching TV is a very common, premeditated, planned out thing that people do rather than the kind of thing where you just sit down and wind up 8 hours later having not gotten up from the couch. So binge watching TV actually involves a lot of premeditation, planning, self-control, and scheduling.
Oh.
So now you can do that, and you can be proud of yourself for all the one thing you checked off of your checkmark list.
Right.
Watch 8 hours of The Wire.
Check out the phrase, bed
done.
Rot. And you'll, yeah, I know, man. That's we don't schedule ours. We're just lazy.
We find that the notion of a show being so interesting that it just sucks people in and they can't pull away is not the whole story. Binge watching can have a negative connotation, like binge eating or drinking. Mm-hmm. Generally seen as impulsive, maybe problematic, but certainly very indulgent. However, media consumption is more complex. Binge watching is not always about a failure of self-control. It can also be a thoughtful preference and planned behavior.
Oh.
Yeah.
Not
see?
Me, dude. I got into Breaking Bad late. Calling sick to watch it. God,
8:58
so good.
On News Radio 92.3. Time for
Future News.
Future News, when Candy and I tell you what's going to happen before it happens. 1 o'clock today, the school board meeting starts. What time does it end?
Oh, it's the afternoon?
Yeah, it's an afternoon meeting. Well, that's to give them the 10 hours they're going to need. How long is it going to go?
10.
Yeah, I really think they're going to it's going to be at least 7 p.m. I think this is at least a 6-hour meeting today. I hope school board members, if you're listening, 1 minute apiece for public comment, not 3 minutes. Please, 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 a minute apiece. If you got 100 people in the room, don't give them all 3 minutes. What's going to happen today? What's the outcome? Sheena Payne, Keith Leonard, something else?
But I like everybody. I appreciate it.
Keith Leonard? I don't know.
Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on.